This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Summer pastures are the backbone of most livestock grazing resources, but annual forages can add or extend the grazing season. SDSU Extension offers tips for incorporating cover crops into a rotation after the primary crops, such as small grains, soybeans, or corn, are harvested. Extension Crop and Livestock Systems Field Specialist Parker Witt explains.
For example, if you're growing, say, winter wheat, typically we see a harvest window of mid-July through mid-August. And if we're looking at the growing opportunity for a forage system after that, that gives us between 50 and about 70 days of growing conditions after the crop gets harvested. And then we just tag that in with a couple of different warm, cool season forage options and then some certain ones to avoid.
An easy-to-use table is posted on the Extension website, giving producers ideas on establishing cover crops, including some potential warnings for grazing. Herbicide carryover might be a concern if there's a failure of a primary cash crop, but Witt advises reading the herbicide label for the details. Fertility is another issue, as many annual forage mixtures are designed to utilize leftover nutrients of a primary crop.
This year, we've seen a lot of nitrate issues with the stress that's going on around the state from the drought. So definitely be aware of that. And if you have any questions, feel free to call and reach out. Every single one of our SDSU Extension locations is doing free testing for nitrates.
The at-a-glance cover crop options and grazing table is posted on the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.